That, and to conclude the Visegrad 4 Prague summit, leaders signed a declaration appealing to the governments of EU member states who have not already done so to open their labour markets to workers as of May the 1st this year. And we asked a few people in the streets of Prague how they felt about the restrictions still applying to labour movement.
I think that it's not good to make some differences between the new members of European Union and the rest of the Europe.
It's a problem, I think. It's not... there are a lot of regulations for it. And we must wait for 1, 2, 3 years. And I think it will be better.
This is not a just policy of the old EU countries towards new EU members. In my opinion, this restriction should be cancelled or terminated as soon as possible.
A few opinions from the streets of Prague there. Now, earlier I spoke to Petr Havlík from the Vienna Institute for International Economics to see whether the opening of labour markets is a realistic request and what countries will most likely do so.
I think that there could be some more countries which at least will substantially liberalise their labour market access. It could be Finland, for instance, it could be Spain, it could be Portugal, it could be perhaps Italy and France, at least in some professions, countries which will very likely insist on prolongation of these restrictive policies are, unfortunately, Germany and Austria, potentially the most important markets for Czech workers.
Now, one of the main arguments for keeping the labour market closed is the influx of cheap labour. Do you think that that's a substantial argument?
Well, you know, from the economic point of view, basically, economists have argued that these labour market restrictions are not necessary and in several respects even damaging. And, the experience of the 1.5 years membership in the European Union and the easing of this labour market, let's say in the United Kingdom or Sweden, clearly shows that, first of all, there has not been a substantial inflow of workers from the new member states. And in cases where these people have come, they have rather filled the jobs which, for instance, in the UK would be hardly filled with the local residents. Okay, so this is one argument. The other argument is that this labour market liberalisation is one of the essential freedoms in the European single market, apart from the free movement of goods, services and capital.
So if there really is nothing to worry about, what do you think is the real reason why Austria and Germany are keeping their labour markets closed?
Well, I think that the most significant reason is political. You know, that trade unions and the population in general in these two countries has fears that indeed there could be potentially, let's say, inflows of cheap workers, there could be more competition on the labour market, there would be downward pressure on wages. Here I'm fairly sceptical because really I know the situation in Austria pretty well, and I know that especially trade unions are very strongly for a prolongation of these restrictions.
And I was speaking with Petr Havlík from the Vienna Institute for International Economics.